Next, I'd like to give a brief report on the University Healthcare System Committee, which met yesterday at this location. Joining me at that meeting were Trustees Fitzgerald and Schumach. The committee first approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on January 18, 2017. At the beginning of the meeting, Dr. Robert Barish, our Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, shared some opening remarks and discussed an initiative for non-emergency transportation at the U of I hospital called Pronto. To date, they have transported 88 patients who would normally be taking up needed beds while waiting for a ride after being discharged from care at the hospital. We also reviewed and recommended the items within the purview of the committee on today's agenda items for board consideration. These include items number 19, which is appointment of a committee member to the Division of Specialized Care for Children. Item 20, student insurance rates. These are set pretty much based on the history of utilization. Of note, there's a 24% increase in the rate for UIUC, still well down on the list of comparable rates for Big Ten universities. And consideration for a new RFP for next year is possible. Obviously, many questions about possible changes in federal statutes regarding health insurance kind of keep this all in a state of flux. Another item of that was discussed was the ability for students to opt out of coverage if they are covered by a comparable policy through their parents, and basically the only requirement is the coverage that they have is compliant with current federal statutes. Item 31 was also discussed, which is purchase recommendations, which include spinal implants for the hospital, also temporary help for the hospital, and then the UIS and UIUC insurance coverage issues. We received a report on medical staff credentialing from Dr. Bud Pigon, Chief Medical Officer at the University of Illinois Hospital. He shared that the process at the UI Hospital for medical staff credentialing is consistent with industry standards, including the use of outside counsel. The first time a physician applies for employment at the hospital, they go through an initial credentialing process, and then this is repeated every 2 years. There are many individuals involved in the credentialing process, and there is a committee that reviews all credentialing requests at the hospital. The committee then heard a collaborative highlight from Dr. Krista Jones, director of the UIC College of Nursing in Urbana, Dr. Janet Leichte, associate professor of social work, Urbana, and Ms. Barbara Bennett, director of medical education and curriculum management, Urbana, regarding interprofessional education in team-based care. Dr. Jones introduced three students from the College of Nursing who have participated in these interprofessional education opportunities, and all three spoke: David Cho, Vince Malik Dem, and Cesar Hernandez. Dr. Jones explained that interprofessional education occurs when students from more than one medical discipline work together to learn and deliver quality care. For example, Dr. Leidy then described a poverty simulation that occurs, which includes social work students, medical students, nursing, and members of the community to help students experience what it is like to live at the poverty line for a month. Ms. Bennett described a disability awareness interprofessional education experience opportunity that is held in Urbana for students in the colleges of nursing, medicine, and social work. There have been more than 1,000 students who have participated in collaborative learning experiences in Urbana since 2014. These programs help students to learn to work well together as part of a team prior to their clinical years. Finally, Dr. Ghosh, CEO of the University of Illinois Hospital, shared his CEO report. He summarized the hospital's operating metrics and highlighted that January of 2017 was a good month. The hospital is serving more patients and is keeping them in the hospital for fewer days, which basically is a testament of efficiency. The revenue is up 10% from last year, thanks to increased volume and increased acuity levels, in other words, more complex patients, and that is from an increase in referrals from outside hospitals. Excuse me. Dr. Ghosh reported that there are capacity restraints in the hospital that are challenging, and consequently beds are being reassigned from lower demand to higher demand units. In addition, Dr. Ghosh described monetary difficulties on the horizon, such as bundled payments, whereby multiple providers and services are reimbursed in one payment. These bundled payments will require the hospital to rethink their payment structure in the future, as well as their relationships with other service providers. Dr. Ghosh finished his report with a discussion of how the hospital is investing in the future by modernizing equipment, renovating parts of the hospital, and taking on new projects such as an ambulatory surgery center and an overhaul of the information infrastructure. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Wednesday, July 12, 2017 at 8:30 a.m. Be happy to take any questions. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to